Paranormal Tales. This Halloween seems to be a good time to put up a paranormal article. Just because you are a ghost apparently doesn't mean you can't be athletic. There is an older bowling alley which has been around since the 1950s that is experiencing what many call paranormal events. The bowling alley is in the state of Washington. The bowling alley had been sold, but it looks like the former owners knew something they didn't convey to the new owners, and that was the fact the bowling alley was haunted. The owners must have had times during the pandemic when the bowling alley was not busy because they stated they could hear bowling activity when no one was on the lanes. One employee who had been at the bowling alley for many years told of her ghostly experiences. She said there has been times when the ghost came up behind her and said her name. Some believe the ghost is that of a regular customer who loved to bowl and died in the bowling alley of a heart attack. One thing everyone agrees on is the ghost is friendly. Maybe it is Casper? The series Tiger King was one of the most popular streaming shows. It was basically about two people, a man and a woman, who loved animals and hated each other. The man was Joe Exotic, who had his own zoo and married Travis Maldonado. The woman was Carol Baskin. While a ghost investigation of the zoo was going on, investigators claimed they contacted the ghost of Travis Maldonado. Maldonado had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which was an accident. The investigators claim they saw a phantom-like figure of a man which turned out to be Maldonado, and they believe he has unfinished business. It is said some people are living with ghosts and don't know it. Others suspect it, but are not sure. It is said there are ways you can check out to see if you are. One is unusual cold spots which are not caused by drafts or air conditioning. Another way to verify this is when your lights flicker for no reason. If you detect an electromagnetic field with a detector, it could be a ghost causing it, and if it then disappears for no reason, this reinforces that. If your pets such as dogs act strangely and stare at one spot and bark, this could also be an indication of a ghost. The same could be true for little children who stare at one spot and sometimes say who they see. One woman who lost her sister claims she was visited twice by her ghost. She claims the ghost let her know she was all right. The woman claims she has been able to communicate with the dead since she was a little child. VR or virtual reality is very popular, and some claim they have seen things while using it that were not part of any program. They say they have seen ghosts while in there. I have even heard of investigators looking for ghosts during a VR session. I wonder how they do that? There are even VR programs of a real haunted house. That must be interesting. You can check YouTube for them. Ghost hunters have said they now have proof a ghost is haunting an Irish castle. A ghost in a castle, imagine that. They believe the ghost is a man named Walter Peter Lambert, and the castle is Castle Ellen House in County Galway, Ireland. Lambert died in 1892. The ghost hunters claim they have footage which shows the ghost. In 1892, 5 hours after his death, a maid happened to see him walking outside. She didn't know he had died at the time. There is also a story that when the body was being brought back to the castle, the horses would not enter the grounds and the frustrated servants hitched up a second team, but they also refused. The servants were forced to carry the remains into the castle. The proof which the ghost hunters say they have is video of a mirror reflection of Lambert. There is a story about a property in Sutton Hoo, a town in Suffolk, England. The story goes there was a burial mound there which was found by the owner of the property when he said he saw the ghosts of Anglo-Saxon soldiers marching around it. When it was dug up, it contained an incredible treasure. The treasure was made up of Byzantine silverware, gold jewelry, and even an ornate iron helmet which dated back to about 600 AD. It had turned out there was a ship buried in the mound which contained the treasure. It is being said Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher have discovered their cabin might be haunted. They submitted videos to TikTok which they say prove there is a ghost in the cabin. One time she swung her phone around to an area in the cabin and the ghost was said to appear. Many people who have near-death experiences do not want to come back, but sometimes they are told they have to. Sometimes those who do come back describe being out of their bodies watching what is being done to them. While science fails to believe this is paranormal and calls it a trick of the brain, this really can't account for what these people have seen, which they never could have normally. One doctor said they hear things and this accounts for what they know, but how can this account for descriptions of people they saw who weren't in the same room at the time? The police in Surrey got a call from a woman who said she saw a car swerve off the road and crash. They went out to the so-called crash site and couldn't find anything. After searching for quite a while, they spotted a car in the undergrowth and a body laying near it. The car had crashed many months before. A woman was staying in a hotel when she claims she got the surprise of her life. The ghost of a little girl touched her hair and face. She went back to the hotel years later and took a video and did an investigation. Kids in the empty room can be heard laughing. There is also very loud banging, which is so hard it shakes the camera. I guess you never know what you might catch with a camera, according to some investigators. Just remember, because you are looking at something you think is paranormal doesn't mean it is.